The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning, 7:01. Ramadan Mubarak. Hope you're doing well for your Friday morning. Friday's always just a little bit easier for everyone around the world, right, Pretty Malik?
Absolutely.
Hey?
Yeah.
You got the sniffles.
I have the sniffles.
Is it allergies, do you think, or is it something else?
I think it might be. We're cleaning out the AC vents at home, so I wonder if it has to do with that.
Cleaning them out, a smart move there.
Before the summer.
Smart. Oh, they. My one always break down during summer.
That's
you're
the
right.
thing. So we're trying
to get ahead of it.
Yeah, we got all of the ACs serviced to make sure they're all working. And now the next step is we got to clean the vents.
What do they charge you for a service
per,
on each one?
Per unit.
Per unit. I've got a price that I get. What do you get?
For all the servicing the units all together was under 500 dirhams.
How many units you got?
Four.
That's good.
A great price.
Wow, it's usually around about 300 a unit, I think.
I got my guy down to 225, but I've got like 11 units, so I've he wanted three. I mean, when you service each one, yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's a good price there.
Yeah, luckily all of them were okay, but one, so they just had to fix one. So I think because of all of that, all the dust and all that.
I always watch them clean the units, and I think to myself, I want to learn how to do this because I think you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to take the thing out. You got to clean it. You got to clean the air filter out, first of all. But then there's, I don't know what, they do something that I never see. Like, they put a tube in. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I feel like maybe we shouldn't mess with the AC units. That's like one thing you should not DIY.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that.
I mean, really? I can clean the filters and all of that. That's pretty easy.
Cleaning an air filter, yeah, that's not hard.
Yeah.
When I was younger, growing up in Australia, you would do everything yourself. You would never rely on someone. Like, even the car. Like, I used to clean my own air filter. I used to, you know, to put the car, open the car, take the air filter out. You used to clean that out. I used to drain my oil on my car, redo my own oil, put my
own... Did you? That's pretty...
Put my own coolant in, flush it.
Oil change.
Used to do a lot. Yeah. Now we're here because it's such a... service driven country, and it's amazing, and you've got so many people around you that can help. You sort of just like,
Do it now?
What's that?
An oil change and all that?
Not on maybe these newer model cars, because I was working on, like, you know, the old sort of 2000s, 90s. It was like easiest. Get under the car, you pop it out, you'd let it drain.
Should we know what we're doing? Like, obviously, dads, you know, our dads can do everything, you know? Mm. Should we also now know what we're doing? Or is it okay to not know what you're doing?
I think it's okay not to know, but I think we should... I don't know, this, change a tire. You can change a tire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty?
I don't know if I can.
Oh, man.
Yeah, of course you can.
So you think I can?
Yeah,
I think I know the bait. I think, like, in theory, I know what to do, but I've never had to do it myself.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I mean, Basma, you're, what, 23? Are you 23 years old?
Yes.
Can you change a tire?
Absolutely not.
Not. Okay, yeah. See,
it's not hard, though.
It's not hard, but I think everyone should learn how to do a tire just in case. Again, you never know what happens.
I mean, I have a billion people to call, if not, then I'll stop someone on the road and say, hey, please help me.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Could you help me, please? I'm stranded. And my tire's been blown.
What are you saying?
This is ladies' privilege, by the way.
See, that's what she's using. If a guy did that... No. I mean, you'd scare everyone would stop in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like back home, you ain't stopping for nobody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just keep driving.
Would you stop in like Liverpool, let's say, side of the road, sort of country town?
Guy, it's a woman, yeah.
Guy's pulled over. No, it's a guy.
I don't know.
If you had the kids in the car, you wouldn't.
No. No, it depends how, like, in distress they looked, you know?
No, they're good actors. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
It's different.
All right, everyone, go learn how to... Okay, Pretty, we're going to teach you how to change a tire.
Cool.
Rossi, we have to teach you how to parallel reverse park because he doesn't know that as well.
Yeah.
Things to come up on the show. Fair enough. Hey, we've got a massive one lined up again. Duvet's performing, so get ready for that. We've got your 10,000 dirham pop quiz at 7:40 this morning as well, all right? So hang out with us. I've got a lot more going on. Ramadan Mubarak from all of us here on Virgin Radio. If you're breaking fast tonight... We'll be doing that as well.
6:30, 8 p.m.
Thank you so much. All right, listen, first callers of the morning?
Yeah.
Where are you? What are you doing? Brighten up our Friday morning with your voice. I want to get to know what you're doing. So you may be in your car right now driving. I'll ask you, can you change a tire? How about we kick that off? Can you change a tire? 04 8715544. Phone lines are open right now. I want to hear from you. I want to find out what you're doing and if you can change a tire.
Let us know.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
All right, Kate, can you change a tire?
Theory, but I've never actually done it.
Yeah, hold on. That's exactly what I said, Kate.
How did you understand what Kate said that I didn't even hear that?
She said in theory,
yeah,
but she doesn't know if she can actually do it. It's the same. I get that.
So you know the process, Kate, but you're just not sure if you can, you know, do it.
I'm pretty sure I could do it if it came to it. But
yeah.
Yeah. I reckon you could. If we were stuck somewhere, Kate, I'd put my trust in you.
Well, you know what the hardest thing sometimes about changing a tyre, though, Kate, is the initial part of taking the bolts out. And if they're on... what's that?
Yeah, sometimes they're on super tight.
Correct.
I just wonder, though, if Pretty Malik would be able to pick up the tyre. That's the thing. Because they are heavy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could get it off.
I could pick it up.
You could get it off because you just got to slide it off and it drops.
Well, you've got to get it out the boot, out the trunk.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do some pretty legit deadlifts.
She could. She'll lift it. And the spare tire is always light. You want to know a horror story that happened to me once, Kate, when I was changing the tire?
Do I want to?
No, the car didn't fall off the jack, did it?
Well, that's happened a couple of times, but because I didn't jack it up right. No, there was one time I recall I was driving my Nissan NXR. It was a 1994 model car. It was an older vehicle. And I got a flat tire, right, Kate? And I couldn't, and I had the car jacked, so it was already up on the jack, but I couldn't get the bolt off. It was like you said, it was on too tight. So then I had the, what do you call the thing that you take the bolts off with? What do you call it?
What color was the Nissan car?
It was like red. But what do you call the wrench? So I had the wrench on the bolt, Kate, and I decided to use my foot. So I'm kicking it down to try to loosen.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened is I missed the wrench, and it's fairly sharp at the top end. And it just sliced my entire calf muscle. I still got a little, I got a scar, like blood pouring everywhere. I got so deep into it. Mm. So as I'm like trying to change his tire, I'm having to grab a shirt from the back to stop the bleeding on my leg.
Oh my gosh, it was the worst experience.
Yeah. Fun times.
This could only happen to you.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I agree with that. Well, Kate, have a great weekend. Any plans?
No, I've got work, lots of work to do this weekend.
What do you do again, Kate?
I look after animals.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Are you Paw Pals?
Yes.
Paw Pals DXB.
Paw Pals amazing.
I actually need a new jingle.
Oh, what happened? Why? The old one is outdated now?
No, we made you
a
good one.
Yeah, it was a brilliant one.
Have we still got it? I think I got it somewhere. Let's just play it here. Ready? You've got a little dog, you take him for a walk. Paw Pals DXB are the one for you.
They're experts in sitting and stopping your dog. It's Paw Pals DXB.
Paw Pals DXB for all your walks. we could have done better.
That was the best one.
That was all right. My dog Coco had surgery yesterday. And she had to get the snip. Yeah, she got spaded. So, because she was just, you know, there was a lot going on, and the doctor said, we advise you to have her spaded.
Is she okay?
She came home yesterday, and she is tired. Yeah. She's got the big cone around her neck. The cutest thing was her brother, Hercules, or boyfriend. I can't pick it up if it's brother. Sometimes they're brother and sister. Sometimes they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Weird.
Yeah, totally weird. It was weird. It's weird. He was so depressed. Like, he was worried. Like, he was sort of looking for her the whole day. And then the vet said that she's overweight and she needs to lose some weight. I told her that. She was offended. You know, so she's...
Maybe you can get a body seat for her rather than a cone. It's a little bit more comfortable for them.
Hold on, what is it? A body suit?
Yeah, it's like a little kind of like doggy onesie.
And what, that stops them from sort of eating the little scar area?
Yeah, it stops them from scratching the stitches. Just like a little kind of like baby onesie, but for animals.
Oh, yeah, going to cost more though, because my bill was 2,700 dirhams already yesterday.
Knowing really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Knowing Brianna, she'll be getting like a Louis Vuitton doggy onesie.
No
or something.
Way.
That is not Brianna.
You don't even
at all.
Know Brianna.
That is the exact opposite of Brianna.
So well, hold on, why did you guys go wow when I said 2,700? Like, did I get ripped off?
Yeah, I paid I paid 900.
Yeah, I think I paid around 1,000 something.
One of my dogs had dental work, and that was 5,000.
Oh my gosh! You could have got full veneers for your dog.
Yeah, which is probably slightly bigger than your Pomeranian.
Yeah.
My gosh. All right. Well, lots of love, Kate. It's been a great chat. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Time for an e-news hit.
Gossip.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Hit me, Pretty Malik. What have you got?
So we talked about this earlier this week. Jonathan Majors, the actor from Creed 3, he was arrested on these assault charges. And it was like, whoa, what's going on over here?
It's fake, right?
Now his attorney says that she has evidence regarding the assault, basically saying that the victim admitted that she's to blame for the incident and says that she does not want Jonathan prosecuted.
Man.
I had a look at the text messages, and the text messages basically say that they were sent to Jonathan hours after he was arrested. And this was last weekend. And basically, she admitted that she was the one who used physical force against him. She caused the whole argument. She did sustain injuries, though. She was taken to the hospital. But in there, she clearly states, I do not want you prosecuted.
So, yep. All right. There we go. I thought that was going to happen. We said, let's not jump on this. Let's wait to see what happens.
So they're going to take it to court, and then the court will decide who is going to be entering the world of Baby Shark. It is Cardi B. She has joined the voice cast of Paramount Plus's upcoming Baby Shark's big movie. She's going to be playing Sharky B. That's going to be her character. But that's not all. The whole family's getting involved. Offset, her kids, Culture, and Wave will also be in the movie.
So, Sharky B.
Yeah, so it's going to be Sharky B, Offshore, Culture Sharky, and Wave Sharky.
Listen, am I the only one that finds this strange?
It's a little bit weird because she's not exactly the wholesome family friendly.
Correct. And well, I mean,
neither is Offset.
Isn't he like a hardcore rapper?
Yeah. We've got Offset, hardcore rapper. We've got Cardi B now doing Baby Shark voices and all that for our children.
Money.
We've met Cardi B, and it's not someone that I would want.
It's not really like, family. Yeah.
Maybe she's changing her ways now. She's got, kids and stuff.
I don't know about that. But
she was in a physical altercation, wasn't she, about a year ago on the red carpet somewhere?
A few years ago, with Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, she threw a shoe.
She did throw a shoe, And finally, Jeremy Renner. So if you don't remember, this horrific accident happened on January 1st, where he was crushed by a snowplow machine.
Well, he was saving his nephew. You know that.
He was saving his nephew, and he was crushed under this machine. And, he's been on the road to recovery. If you follow him on Instagram, he's been posting about physical therapy and all the different things that he's been doing. He's finally done a tell-all interview with Diane Sawyer for ABC in the U.S. The full interview is going to be out on April 6th, but here's a little teaser of what's to come.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed.
There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape.
Oh.
Keep breathing, man. Keep fighting. Hang in there, brother.
This was the sound of someone that was dying.
I heard that you had, in sign language, you said to your family, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he was crying and everything. Yeah. So the size of this truck was humongous, by the way.
Yeah.
Supposedly his nephew was in the part of it. It was out of control or something.
Yeah.
He jumped in, like the movies, to save his nephew, and it just went right over him.
More than 30 broken bones he sustained in that. So April 6th will be the full interview.
He says he's a changed man now. There it is. Jeremy Renner. Many of you know him. Some of you don't, until you see him.
Yeah.
When you see him, you're like, there, that guy.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go! Come on!
The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is
on.
Powered by Rack Bank.
All right. Lulu, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lulu. What are you doing?
I am working.
What do you do for work, Lulu?
I'm working in school, but I'm working in a camp as of the moment.
Okay, very cool stuff. So there's a school camp on right now.
Yes, with the little kids.
Oh, good on you getting there. Looking after those little kids. I want to look after you right now with money. Are you ready to win some?
Yes, I am so ready. I'm so excited. I'm so broke. I needed this.
She's so broke. My darling, let's get you some cash, right? Let's try to get you as much as we possibly can. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, she sounds so great. Come on, guys.
And excited.
We need you to win this, Lulu. We need you to win this. Here we go. 10,000 on the line with Rack Bank. Good luck. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Lulu. Your time begins right now. What singer did Adidas just end their partnership with last week?
Pass.
What U.S. city is Adele doing a residency in? Las Vegas or Houston?
Las Vegas.
What actress is currently in court over a skiing accident?
I don't know. Pass.
Who plays the role of Ted Lasso? Jason?
Derulo.
What supermodel just divorced Tom Brady? Starts with a G.
I don't know. Pass.
What actor won a Razzie for his role in Elvis? Tom?
I don't know. Pass.
Who's a famous actor named Tom? Tom who?
Tom Cruise.
No, Hank, say it.
Tom Hanks.
Who sings the songs Without You and Stay? The Kid?
Kid Leroy.
What is the capital of England?
London.
Porsche Ferraris are types of?
Cars.
What sport does LeBron James play?
Basketball.
I'm going to give her that last one. Congratulations, 600 dirhams cash, all yours, well done. Good on you, good on you, good on you. I wish we could have got you more, but you got 600. That's not bad. Beyonce was with Adidas. That's just ended. Gwyneth Paltrow's in that skiing accident. Jason Sudeikis plays Ted Lasso. Giselle is the Tom Brady ex. That would have got you the 10K, but you got 600 dirhams cash. Congratulations, Lulu.
Thank you so much, Ramadan Kareem, to you guys.
Ramadan Kareem to you too. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
So I sat down yesterday with the family and watched that Something Everything movie.
Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah.
Is that it?
7 Academy Award winning.
Yeah, one of the biggest movies of the year.
Has anyone else watched it?
I have not seen it yet. Not happy?
How? I mean, so as we watched it, I was... It's not a bad movie. It's a good movie.
Mm.
But it's... Maybe we didn't finish it.
Wow, you couldn't finish it.
So we're, you know, mum, dad, Brianna, we're all sitting there on the couch just watching this movie, and you know, I said, "Oh, guys, we got to watch this. It's 7 Academy Awards, just won it."
Yeah.
And we started watching it, and like you know, it was probably about 25 minutes in when I was like, in my own mind, going like, "Wow, this is a bit weird. I can't keep up with it."
To be honest, when I saw like the clips during all the awards and stuff, I didn't think it would be your cup of tea.
Well, no, it's like a superhero. You know, it's a superhero movie.
Yeah, and it has to do a lot with like, it's got like generational.
Like there's a whole
like immigrant parents and.
Has anyone watched it? 04871-5544. Did you think it was the world's best movie as it did at the Academy Awards, the Oscars, or were you like me and was like, this is? I mean, it's a decent movie. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But what's it called again?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I'm going to double check that.
Anyone, did anyone else watch this? 04871-5544. And then Brianna then said to me, she's like, this movie's a bit weird. I don't know if I'm going to watch the whole thing. And then by that time, mum and dad were like,
done.
Can we change it?
Yeah.
We got about halfway through. So again, I don't know if we didn't give it enough of the time, but we did make it halfway through the movie before. But again, I was just like, man, interesting.
But that's the case with the Oscars every year. Mm. The running joke with the Academy Awards is all the films that are nominated are the ones that the general public has either not watched, never heard of, or does not exactly like. It's a running joke with the Academy Awards.
Okay. Yeah,
because like people watch the movie or hear about the movie after the awards.
Correct. But if anyone has a chance, if you are going to watch that movie... I don't know. It's your warning.
Okay.
Don't sit down thinking to yourself this is going to be, you know, like a Titanic, like a Tom Hanks gorgeous movie at the end of it. It was just, and it turned into a sci-fi movie halfway through.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing for me. I started watching this thing.
Yeah.
And then so Brianna forced us to all watch Something the movie called Adeline or something.
The Age of Adeline?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a movie.
Yeah.
Blake Lively, great movie.
Yeah, so we were all forced to watch that. And
you didn't like it?
No, I thought it was good, but I went to bed halfway through. Oh. It was getting too late for me. I can't do two movies at once. Two movies at once.
That's a great movie, though.
Yeah, Adeline.
The Age of Adeline.
The age of Adeline.
Adeline?
I don't know. All right, well, there you go. Seems like no one's watched any of those movies, which is fantastic.
Wow.
There we go. What's it? Something, Everything About
everything,
Nothing.
No, Everything Everywhere All what? At Once.
Something About Raymond? What?
What?
Who is it? I've lost it. Ven, you've watched it.
Yeah, we've watched it halfway through, and I cannot understand anything.
Yeah.
What's happening? I don't know. There's something like a virtual and...
Yeah, I had to do the same thing with Brianna. Because Brianna's better at me at understanding movies. I'm like, what's going on now? Mom and Dad were just lost.
They're like, what's
that? They didn't know what was going on. Dad's like, can we change it? Yeah, so are you going to finish it? Are you going to finish this movie?
I wanted to, but I feel like it's... What's the use of me? I don't understand from the beginning. And then I don't know if I can understand the second part of the movie and the third part.
I think you have to go back and watch it again from the beginning to really understand it again. And just it's one that you can't be on your phone, right?
We will try to watch it. Maybe I am the one who doesn't understand what's going on in the movie. Or is it the movie was, I don't know.
No, I think it's the movie.
Maybe it all makes sense in the end. Maybe you just got to stick with it all the way through, and then the last 15 minutes ties it all together.
I think there is something like that at the end. I agreed. Mahmoud, did you watch this movie?
Yeah, I've watched the movie twice.
Oh.
Did you watch it twice because you had to understand it again?
I have to understand the movie. It takes too much awards, that's why.
So do you agree that it should have won 7 Oscars?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It should won.
Oh, you Oh, so do you think I should give this a go?
Actress Michelle, it was so amazing. But the message inside that you have to understand that be kind to everyone. You understand in the last part of the movie.
Yeah.
Be kind to everyone.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch a 2.5-hour movie having to watch it all the way to the end for it to give me that payoff.
But maybe the payoff is so good that it was worth it in the end.
You don't understand it. Even Mahmoud, you have to watch it twice to understand it, right?
From the beginning, you will not understand anything. It's like this weirdness, multiverse thing.
Yeah.
Someone come, someone go. And this, the ability to fight and something, you will say, this is a crazy movie.
Yeah.
Then you will start understanding when you see the villain in the movie. Her daughter.
Don't give it all away. But I guess I just started watching this movie thinking I was watching, I don't know, some type of like real story, dramatic, I don't know, love story. I don't know. I just knew that it won 7 Oscars. The next thing you know, I felt like I'm watching a kid's sci-fi movie, superheroes and all that.
They bring it in another way. They bring it in another way just to show her mom, just to pay attention.
Have you got any in financial affiliation with this movie, Mahmoud? You're really sticking up for it.
No, but I watch it. Really good. It's really good. I watch too much movies.
Okay, you watched it.
Maybe it's a bit like Stranger Things, where they go into that parallel universe.
Nah, so I can even understand Stranger Things. This one was just... Watch, everyone give it a watch. What's it called again?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. A lot of the Oscar movies are on OSN Plus. I know The Whale is on there as well, which
Not
I want to see.
I watched The Whale.
It's coming soon.
I watch that.
I watch it every day, looking at you.
Kristen, that was horrible. Take it back. Say sorry. That was so
Jenny,
mean.
Jenny, roll out the prank now.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Mohammed, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
We are doing very, very well. It tells me here that it's an emotional day for you today. Why?
Because I'm leaving UAE after 18 years.
Oh, you're leaving Mohammed. After 18 years. This is a big day. Where are you off to?
I will be neighbors of Rossi.
Oh, where are you going? To the UK?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the UK?
Near about Liverpool.
Oh, are you going to near Liverpool?
Yes, near about.
Whereabouts near?
It's Wrexham.
Wrexham?
Ah.
That's where Ryan Reynolds has bought the football club.
Correct, yeah.
You're not going to work for Wrexham.
You're absolutely right. I hope I meet him over there.
Oh, so what are you going to do in Wrexham then, Mohammed?
I'm going to work over there as an independent consultant. So let's hope so all goes good.
Have you been over there and checked out Wrexham?
I've been traveling for last 1 year because my family is there already.
Okay.
Okay.
So I am traveling in and out.
So was the plan to sort of stay here and bring the family to the UAE, but just things didn't work out, you'll have to go back?
No, it's the other way around. I was here and then my wife needed to move because of her work.
Okay.
And then we just tried it for 1 year if we can work it together. But, you know, it's family, it's difficult.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Oh,
well, listen, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I'm back in England, if you ever need to hang out, let me know.
That's such a lie, Rossi. Do not make false promises.
Excuse me, I don't make false promises.
You know,
I want you to settle into the UK as much as possible. And if I can help that process, I will.
I am there for you, Rossi. If you will come over there, you just let me know.
Oh, I will.
Well, Mohammed, we're going to miss you here in the UAE. You've spent a beautiful 18 years, but you know it's not going anywhere, so you can always come back for a nice little holiday or even come back and live here again, okay?
Yeah, but this will be like a stopover because to my country, there is no direct flight.
Okay.
So whenever I come back, I will be here, and then from here, I'll take another flight to home. So, yes.
Good on you, mate. Well, we're going to miss you, and thank you so much for listening to us here on The Chris Fade Show. We love you, Mohammed.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
Hits and old school. Virgin Radio 104.4. We're live here on The Chris Fade Show. Duvet is about to perform here. All week, though, Rossi and I have been pranking each other, and I believe he's doing something now. So we're about to perform, but I don't know if there's a prank involved as well, or he's faking it out. Now,
is he just
Jenny, who's our digital videographer, is in the studio, has been acting so sus. Jenny, be careful on whose side you choose. That's all I'm going to say, because right now it seems like you're Team Rossi.
Oh.
And anyone that's on Team Rossi doesn't seem to last around here.
Funny that when Jenny was on your side the other day when you pranked me by moving my bike.
Yeah.
So she's not on anyone's side, actually. She just likes the fun.
Okay. I'm watching you, Jen. Okay, so what do you want to do here, Rossi? Are you happy for us to do Duvet?
Yep.
All right, we're the world's best cover band, as you guys are aware.
Where's the intro?
I'm worried.
Have you done anything this morning?
I can't control the...
Oh, you can't do anything, can you? Except lay on the ground.
Yeah. I'm just the director of comedy, so I don't need to...
Well, it's not very funny, is it?
I don't need to, like,
Not really doing your job, are you, director of comedy?
I don't need to put intros in. I'm above that.
See? And that's the thing. I will never be above that.
Did you find the intro?
No, I've been looking for 25 minutes. So Duvet is the best cover band in the world. Rossi and I used to live in LA in the mid-90s. We were budding actors. He was like Affleck and I was like Damon.
He stole my girlfriend, by the way.
That's a true story. I'm sorry.
Did you guys have a joint bank account like Affleck and Damon did?
We couldn't open up a bank account because we were living in America without all the right paperwork, you see.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a blue card.
Yeah.
A what?
I had a yellow card. We were trying to get the green. We could never make it happen.
Yeah.
So, things got tough in the acting world, and Rossi and I had to hit the streets of West Hollywood, where we had to start singing to make money. But that's when we realized that we were the world's best cover band.
Yeah, I was a camera operator back in the day, and that's how I met Kim Kardashian.
What movie was it that you were working on again?
Just said how I met Kim. So what we're going to do is we're going
to
do a song right now. This was one that we used to do on the corners of the streets.
We used to do this one, and actually this is one of the first times that we ever went viral. Everyone came with their Polaroid pictures and they started taking photos.
And then we just went, no, sorry, we're just promoting this penicillin.
What is happening in this studio?
We went viral.
The world's greatest cover band, Duvet!
Check it, ready? Get yourself in a tune here, Rossi.
Okay.
Why is getting your phone?
Yeah, what are you pranking? Is the prank going to happen now?
No, let's go.
The prank's going to happen now.
Just get ready. Chris, I don't know what's happening, but just get ready.
Prank's going to happen now.
Yeah.
We've decided to do a classic.
Can you turn it so I can see the screen?
We're doing Extreme.
Yeah.
More than words.
The show's gonna get extreme.
It's a good song.
We are Duvet, the world's best cover band, and we're here today for you. And take it away. 3, 2, 1.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you. Why have you turned me down, by the way?
No, but
you can never.
You can never. Only knew.
It's weird. It's like a problem.
How easy it would be to show me how I feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me. 'Cause come on, Eddie, no.
Still your part.
It's what are you gonna turn. Do?
It's the next chorus, next verse I got.
Yeah, it's your turn.
What are you gonna do?
That's not me.
What do you mean? Say.
What would you say if I took the words away?
Yeah. Oh.
Sing.
Yeah, the words aren't up yet. It's got no words. What do you want me to do? Don't tell me how to sing. Here we go. What would you la di di la di da la di di la di da? More than words. La di da di da di. They're the words. It says la di.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Let me do it now.
No. It's my part. Now that I've tried to talk to you and make you understand, turn the dream off. All I have to do is close my eyes and reach out for your hands and touch me. Hold me close, don't ever let me go. More than words is all you have to do
to make you feel. And you wouldn't have to say
that
you love me.
That you don't love me, girl.
'Cause I
yo. I gotcha. Yeah, you never thought that I could ever rhyme at top, but now I'm flying on this road, you see. Big Rossi and his big toe, he goes toilet and stuff, you know. Flowing it, 'cause I'm the rapper in this group, and I got it. I got it all, yeah.
What would you say if
it's a hard one, this one, but we haven't done it for a while. That's why.
This is so bad.
I feel like I got the guys.
I feel like Rossi started out so well.
Mm.
He did such a great job.
Big Sav, what do you think, Big Sav?
I think you guys did a great job. Even though Chris was struggling, yep. I think you did well this time.
Thank you, Big Sav. They're our followers, our fans. There it is.
We can't do anything wrong.
Yep, we know. Thank you, Big Sav. Teresa!
Rossi, you nailed it. It was absolutely great voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Teresa. And I know
thanks, Teresa. Cheers.
I told Teresa not to mention anything about me.
I mean,
I didn't want anyone.
I feel like this is sort of my vibe, you know, this song. So
Melody! She knows it. Her name's Melody.
Chris, please stop it. For God, stop it.
What do you mean, Melody?
don't sing anymore.
Yeah. What, you mean both of us?
No, just you.
Yeah, both of us, especially Big Rossi.
Yeah, see, oh, Rossi.
Wow. I was good, you mean?
Of course, no, he's horrible. He's horrible.
No.
Please, stop it, yes.
Yeah, a lot of good responses here. Renjini, hi.
Oh, my God, Chris, stop.
You're not a fan of Chris.
You have to. I mean, my ears are bleeding. My daughter is literally in tears.
Oh, you made her cry.
Chris, you made the kid cry.
You ruined the song for us.
I didn't ruin it. It was Rossi that actually ruined it. If I did it on my own.
Both of you, by the way. Sorry? It was Duvet.
Yeah, it was Duvet. Well, hold on. Iris, what have you got to say, Iris?
Rossi was amazing. Chris, you need to stop singing. You ruined the song.
So kind of you, Iris. Thank you so much. Thank you, Iris. Thank you. Cheers. That's so kind of you.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. What about Iris? How's that?
That was my all-time favorite song and you so ruined it.
No, I am going to try now, and you tell me what you really think of my voice. So here we go. How easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real.
Disconnect, yeah.
Oh, she's gone.
She hung up.
I think you need to stop. Maybe this song was not made for you, Chris.
Do you know how hard it is to do what I just did then? Whoa, I'm musically talented. You know that.
I don't know about that.
So many messages coming in.
We'll close it out with Nasreen. She'll sum it all up. Nasreen, over to you.
Well, I cannot tell you this, guys. It's amazing. I just love you guys. I wait for you every single Friday.
Aww.
Both of you.
Thank you, Nasreen, and I appreciate that.
Cheers, Nis.
And that's what it's all about. That's what Duvet is all about.
Just stop shouting. It's very aggressive. No need.
When I get excited, I shout.
Stop shouting.
Shout.
So aggressive.
The Chris Faye Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
You realize how good of a hummer I am now, huh? Yeah, I know.
Guys, he's literally done it for the whole song.
Yeah, I told you that. You guys didn't think I could.
That was the most annoying 3 minutes for.
I did the rap part.
It was like Cookie Monster.
Mila Cookie.
Was in the building.
Cookie Monster. I think I do a good Cookie Monster.
And Elmo, let me hear Elmo.
Hey, my Elmo's improved. You know, I lost my Elmo voice.
Yeah, you did.
I used to be able to do a great Elmo, and then I think I damaged my vocal cords over the years, and I couldn't get that high anymore. But just recently...
It's come back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's good.
That tickles.
Yeah, it's good.
Hi, pretty. This is Elmo.
Yeah.
My Elmo came back.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, I was so proud. I realized that when I was with Brianna, and for about an hour I was talking like Elmo. She wanted to... divorce me, I think.
Does she tell you when you're sort of getting annoying?
Yeah, she tells me all the time.
What does she say? Yeah, how does she say it?
I don't know if I want to repeat the words.
Does she like...
She just looks at me, babe. She's like, okay, honey. Okay, yeah, okay. I love you. Great. Okay.
Do you think like...
Like, you know, she's like, stop. Do you ever... But you know what she tells me?
Yeah.
Like, she tells me She goes, baby, you never shut up.
It's
like,
true,
you're always talking. So you know what I do sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, if I stop talking, you know what she says to me? What's wrong? I go, what's wrong? She's like, you're not talking. I'm like, well, I get in trouble if I talk too much. I stop talking, I get in trouble.
So, where does that stem from?
I don't know, Rossi.
He's just...
This is Elmo.
Just nonstop.
He cannot be in a room where
Elmo
they're like...
wants to say hello to everyone this morning.
Elmo, go away.
No!
Elmo?
Oh, boy, that tickles.
Oh, gosh.
Get your guitar out, mate. Come on, give us a song.
Oh, you want Elmo to sing?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, he's just going over to get it. He's actually running like Elmo. Now he's not talking on the microphone.
Elmo getting his guitar.
Oh, he's got his guitar.
Elmo getting his guitar.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, what are you doing?
Elmo getting his guitar.
Okay, and now you're going to do a song, Elmo.
This is the guitar that I bought for Chris Fade. Not you, Elmo.
Birthday guitar, is it?
Elmo got his guitar.
Okay, what are you going to sing? ABCs.
Okay.
No, twinkle, 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 twinkle.
I don't know, twinkle, twinkle.
Okay, A, B, C.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, N, O, P, T, O, M, O, Q, R, S, D, U, V, okay. W, X, Y, and Z. This is Elmo's song. You're listening to Virgin Radio. Yeah. Wondering why the ratings may have gone lower. Got nothing to do with me.
His voice is going to be messed up the whole weekend.
No, it's not. This is, if you want to chat to Elmo.
Okay, wait.
Call me now, 04-871-5544.
Let's put.
I don't want to be sued by Sesame Street, so.
Okay.
This is not really Elmo.
Let's put Elmo to the side right now, and let's combine. Mm. Cartman from South Park and Macy Gray.
I'm not fat, just big boned. Macy Gray now. I'll try to say goodbye and choke.
He loves doing Macy Gray for
try
some
to
reason.
Walk away and stumble.
I don't know why. Does anyone remember who Macy Gray is and just us?
Hey, Elmo's back with the guitar.
Okay.
Elmo is me.
I think we're good now.
Okay. 9:20 on Virgin Radio.
That was really good, Elmo.
Thanks so much, Chris. I love you.
Elmo,
I love you too.
Elmo, Chris, and Elmo at the same time say hi. Chris and Elmo, 1, 2, 3.
Hi.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Where are you going? We're on the radio.
I'm going for number two.
Rossi, that's very disrespectful, and don't ever say that on the show. Leave the studio.
That was really gross.
Now Rossi's left. X-Files music plays whenever Rossi leaves throughout the show. And he's gone to the bathroom, and I'm sorry for the TMI. We do sometimes tend to share a little bit too much. Pretty, how are you? Are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
Pretty said that she was about to have a panic attack.
I've calmed myself down.
You calmed yourself down?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just relax. You okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Why, what, is anything getting to you that I should know about?
No.
Okay.
It comes in waves.
Comes. It does come.
Yeah,
and that is normal. If you ever feel like you're just like, you know, you're losing it a little bit, that's just okay. That's a normal thing. That's what it is about being a human.
They welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, it is. It's adulthood. You never had it as a kid. Well, you never knew you had it as a kid.
Well, today is like the day my rent goes out.
Okay.
So then I started thinking about that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we pay one check for the year.
A lot of money's coming out of the account.
And then I was like, then I started thinking, do I have the money in the account? Yes, the money's in the account. Because if the money's not in the account, then the check bounces. Then you get in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. Locked
up. So like
up.
My mind started.
Pretty locked up.
Like my mind started wandering.
I'll get you out. I'll come get you out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does. As you become an adult and things start to really turn into, you know, you start. Yeah. You know, I've started to do less of, and I have to really work at this, is it's the domino effect of thinking of where you are now, and then you, I don't know if you ever do this, you start thinking years ahead.
Yes.
Like, you know, I think to myself, oh man, 5 years from now, what happens if I'm not doing radio? And like, I don't know, maybe I don't have this job anymore. And what would I do? Like my whole thing is radio. Like I don't do anything.
Start spiraling.
Can't become an accountant. I've got these kids that are now like, you know, relying on me and we live a good life. And I'm going to have to tell them like, guys, we have to, you know, strip it all back now. I'm sorry now. We can't live here. And we've got to, I just bought a house. And like I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So I think we all collectively have to stop doing the what if scenario.
Oh, it's so hard.
Just live in the now. And that's such a cliche thing to say. But really, we all have to stop thinking about the what ifs and thinking too far ahead of scenarios that will never happen. And that is the basis of anxiety. I've realized it because I've had it for so long, is that anxiety is fueled by our minds creating things that may never ever happen.
Yes.
You know that?
It's 99% chance.
Never happen.
It's never going to be happening.
Never going to happen. But your mind has convinced you that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so then your body reacts in the way, like literally physically through all the chemicals in our body.
Fight or flight.
Yep. That it's happening. And it's not even happening, people. And it will never happen.
Yeah.
So live in the now. Pretty. Couple of deep breaths, please.
Yes, okay.
She's wearing her Mickey Mouse t-shirt, which makes it all better. Earlier on, Pretty was fairly open. Felt like she was about to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I felt like I was about to spiral, but we took some deep breaths and like we calmed the situation down.
I got talking about it like from my own side. Like, I mean, I've gone through anxiety and depression. I think it's really important to talk about, right? And when we had that discussion, Malia, you've instantly called through. How did it make you feel?
I have been struggling with anxiety for the past 4 years approximately.
Mm-hmm.
I also have ADHD and have been and have been through depression after my daughter. So it's very important, and it's you know, something that physical health people can kind of see, not always, but sometimes. But mental health also goes hand in hand with physical health, and it's something that people don't see.
Yeah.
And
yeah, if someone has a broken leg, you can see the person is struggling with a broken leg because they're physically there. But
right.
From a mental health issue,
it's very difficult.
They don't see. You could be walking in the shops and no one will ever know that there's anything going on. But in your head, you could be having a whole explosion in your head, right?
Yeah. And also, there are many times, you know, people make assumptions like you're lazy, you don't want to get out of a couch, out of a bed. But we need to give people the benefit of the doubt and stop judging in general. I mean, that's not only for mental health, but for everything, because we don't know what these people are going through.
Yeah, it's so true.
Agreed.
So how do you feel when you're having like a panic attack or some type of anxiety? How do you actually feel?
I feel like I have a heavy rock on my chest, and I cannot breathe.
Yeah.
I'm also stressing out that something might happen to me, so it makes it more like worse.
Yeah, health anxiety. I had a lot of that. I still get it sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as we mentioned earlier on, it's about our mind creates these moments that will never happen, and they think moments ahead, be it hours ahead, minutes, years ahead, and those moments may never happen, but our body reacts as if they're happening. So yeah. I think we have to just try to all strip it back and live in the now, and as cliche as that sounds, it's what we have to do. And if you've never had any type of anxiety before, it's so hard for you to relate to this, but if you have,
yeah,
you're like, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Totally.
And you know, sometimes like the smallest thing can trigger you. Yeah. And people will tell you, okay, but there are people with worse problems, health issues. They will bring up the C word, which is, of course, it's a very bad thing.
Yeah, the cancer word, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. Unless you're in that position, you don't know. Malia, I just want to say thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate you. And I want to take it personally. You know, talking about anxiety and depression and all that is something that I do want to bring up, and I do want to talk about more regular on this show as well. I think it's important. God bless. Have a great weekend as well, okay?
You too, thank you.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
That is it for us for a Friday. That's it for us for another week. That's it for us for March.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We'll be back in April.
Back in April. Back on Monday morning. Your pop quiz back at 7:40 throughout Ramadan. Have a beautiful, safe weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out if you can. I mean, I know a lot of you are fasting as well, so obviously take it easy. But so for some of you that are not and getting out and about, just remember we have some of the most beautiful beaches. And the weather is absolutely perfect right now.
It's definitely still on our side.
I mean, I took the parents to Al Naseem yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
What,
look at you.
What? One of the most incredible hotels at our doorstep.
Agreed.
Yeah, you forget that, right?
It sort of like appeared from nowhere. They sort of fitted it in.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, there's a whole massive, you know.
Where did they put that? It was like, it was
so
just.
So much space.
Again, but you know, there's just the most amazing hotels in this country. And as I was at Al Naseem yesterday, there were so many tourists there experiencing it. And like, I'm thinking to myself, I met a whole family from Brussels as soon as I walked
in.
They were like, oh my gosh, Dubai bling, Dubai
so
bling.
Cute.
I'm like, yes, hello, how are
wow.
you?
So cute.
And then I got talking to them. They said, we've flown in from Brussels. This is a big trip. We're, you know, we're celebrating our son's 21st birthday.
Cute.
And it was, you know, I realized people flying across the country,
yeah.
across the world, to visit what we have at our doorsteps, no matter what emirate you're in. If you get a bit of a chance over the weekend, spend a bit of time and do that. You know?
Okay, nice. I will.
Going to the beach is free for many, right? True, you can just go to a beach and it doesn't cost you anything and go with the kids, the family. So go in, enjoy your time there. Eddie is up next, commercial-free music. Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.